This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And you know this, there is an app for everything. Lately, more and more folks are relying on to-do list apps. Big productivity gurus like David Allen of Getting Things Done say we can get more out of them than traditional methods. As someone who needs all the organizational help they can get, I'm intrigued. Let's get more from reporter for the Journal, Chris Cornelis, patching in from Seattle via Skype. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Organization is stressful for some of us, just that first step of getting organized can be tough. Some people get the struggle. I relate. You talk about it a bit in your piece. Has digitizing some age-old methods of list making and organization really proven to come through with some cool advanced new tricks?
I mean, a lot of people are kind of embracing to-do lists with, you know, some serious organization because they're getting the apps. So the people I'm talking to, like David Allen, he's saying, you know, the apps are exposing people to these methods that they hadn't been exposed to before. So in that sense, I think it is.
So in keeping with the theme, you broke it down in a list. Folks can check it out at WSJ.com. But let's talk about it. We're going to digitally get organized here. First thing on your list is to empty your human brain into your digital brain. How do we do that? What do you mean by that?
So the idea here is whether you're creating a to-do list on a notebook or you're putting it into an app, make sure your list is thorough. Don't say, okay, I'm just going to put some things down here and some things I'm going to remember, because the experts are saying then you're not going to trust your brain or you're not going to trust your list. And the idea being, you know, when you're thinking of something that needs to be done, put that down so that later when you're not, you know, brainstorming, you can just execute. Write down exactly what needs to be done, not just part of it. So for example, earlier today, I'm working on a piece for the Journal with the Duffer Brothers from Stranger Things, which could be really fun. I didn't just need to write the piece. I needed to transcribe the piece first, and I needed to do something else. So I wrote down the different things I needed to do, not just Duffer Brothers. You know what I mean? So that way I could feel a little bit of a sense of accomplishment and kind of work my way through each part of it. And it doesn't feel so overwhelming looking at this law, you know, looking at one big thing. Well, exactly what am I supposed to do? You just, you know, you have manageable tasks that you can work through. And the nice thing about the apps, you know, you can create not just a to-do list for the day, you can create a to-do list within the to-do list. So if the Duffer Brother article is one of the things I can have a to-do list just for that item too.
Okay, so next on your to-do list on how to get digitally organized is to delete the whole task. Talk a little bit about that and why that is so important.
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of silly, but everybody likes writing, being able to cross off, hey, I accomplished this. And I will admit, I am a person where even if I didn't put something on my list, I will write it on the list after I've done it just so that I can cross it off. But it travels well. I mean, these guys, the CEOs of these companies I was talking to said, hey, we like being able to do that. And some of the apps allow there to be a notice that goes out to everybody who's on the task. So you kind of get a, you know, the sense of a pat on the back, like, hey, good job. Way to knock that out.
Right. And so, and there are apps that will do this exactly that for you.
There's an app called Dropbox Paper, which is, you know, a sister app of Dropbox. And the CEO of K-Motion told me that what he really likes about it is that he can have this notice sent out every time he accomplishes something on the task. And some of the projects that they're working on or their deals they're trying to make, they could last six or 9 months. And when you're in that, you kind of can lose track of what you're accomplishing and it feels like nothing's getting done. But they break down those big projects into 50, 75 tasks. And then as they click them off and the notices start coming in, it just kind of reminds the team that we are getting things done. And it gives them the sense of progress, and which he says is very good for morale.
It does get very psychological, right? And you, one of your tips is to embrace the anxiety and satisfaction. So we can use apps to even psychologically keep organizational efforts intact. Why is that important and how do we do that?
One of the guys I talked to said, you know, anxiety is actually kind of a good thing. You want to have a little bit of anxiety so that you're motivated to get something done. So on the one hand, it's nice that you can cross things off and feel a sense of accomplishment. You can get a false sense of accomplishment when you just put something on a list, because, you know, making a list is progress towards completing the project. But they warn, be careful not to be too comfortable with it, because you might not have that enough of anxiety to get yourself to accomplish it. So the apps have several different types of bells and whistles for reminders that you you could have to do things. And one of the favorite ones was a reminder, not just by time to do things, but by location. So maybe there's certain things you need to get done at your home office, or certain things you need to get done at work. Or some people were saying that, you know, in their car, phone calls that they're going to make, you know, when they get to the car before they right. start driving. And then, of course, the biggest of all is the grocery list and having that organized by location. So when you get to Target, boom, you know, the list pops up, the things you need at Target, versus, you know, when you get to Costco, you get that list.
I'm relating to all of this and actually taking notes on this, because this could actually really help me out.
Right. Because particularly with like my wife and I mean, you know, we keep a grocery list, but how many times have you gone, you know, into the neighborhood or on the same block that Target is, and you say, hey, it was in such and such today. Oh man, I wish I would have told you that we needed such and such. Well, if you have it on a list, you know, that you're sharing together and it's, you know, location based, you might get a notice when you're walking by Home Depot. Oh, you know what? I gotta go get that new screwdriver. I forgot.
We're speaking to reporter Chris Cornelis about to-do list apps and tricks for using them better. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So again, really encourage listeners to take a look at WSJ.com. It's really laid out well, and the apps are all there noted as well. This is actually interesting. It could all come down to this. Delete the app, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the kind of the funny thing about me doing it is that I didn't start using one of these apps. You know, I'd seen that a lot of other people were doing it, so this was sort of an exploration for me. I've got a stack of notebooks next to my desk here that I've been keeping to-do lists in and daily notes for years. I can see myself, I'm going to start using one of these apps. You know, Evernote and Google Keep are the ones I think I'm going to be using, you know, after doing this for certain lists. But one of the things that David Allen, who's the guy who created this get things done method that's so popular with to-do list apps, was saying was, see, he's kind of saying, you know what, if the notebook and pen is what works for you, then stick with it. You know, the apps are, you know, can help and can enable, but fundamentally, it's about writing everything down, making sure your lists are thorough, and getting them done. So whatever it is that's best to do that is the best way for you to do that.
Chris Cornelis, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
For more, you can check out the Gear and Gadget section of the journal at WSJ.com. This has been the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.